Let's continue to look at the Word of God. In the book of the Genesis, more than half of the Old Testament history is. Until last week, we have finished up to the Judges. And we'll have a look at the Ruth, the book of the Ruth. The book of the Ruth is the story about sometime in Judges period. It's like Leviticus is the book is within in the times of the five book of Moses. So I want you to remember the book of the Ruth is the story in the times of the Judges. The author of Ruth is said Samuel has written the book of the Ruth based on the record of the Talmud. But the most scholars do not agree the author of this book as Samuel. Because in the chapter 4, verse 22 of the Ruth, there is a record of the genealogy of the David and his ancestor's name, which presumably means that this book was to explain the historical background of the King David. The Samuel was not able to be seen as the author of the book because he had died before David came to the throne. Then it's more likely to be someone later time than David, even though we don't know who he is. The background of the Ruth is the time of the Judges. It is thought that the time written is after the period of the Judges, time between King David and his son King Solomon. The main characters of the Ruth are Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. They are key person. You should remember who they are. And the main places are Bethlehem and Moab. Then what's the purpose of the Ruth? So the purpose of the Ruth can be seen in two different aspects. The one is a time in which Ruth is written, and the content, the what is written in the Ruth. The time the Ruth was written is after the period of the Judges, but the content of the Ruth deals with the judgment period. So in the aspect of the time the Ruth was written for historical reason, the purpose of the Ruth seemed to show the genealogy of the King David, the most important king of Israel. In the genealogy, Ruth and Boaz is the great-grandparents of the King David. However, Ruth has been used in preaching with topics such as example of obedience to parents or ideal relationship between in-laws in the past. But in the aspect of contents in chronology, the content of Ruth shows how to keep the promises as a people of God in the religious darkness, in which the promise with God was ignored by the living in according to own thought. Under the circumstances that everyone think it is impossible and unrealistic to live according to the promise with God in today's life, Ruth, the Gentile woman, and Boaz, who kept the land of the mission, shows that there is a true way and a grace when we live in the promise of God and live according to the word, regardless of circumstances. So as New Testament, the book of Hebrew is a book of the faith. I would say the book of the Ruth is a book of the faith. The time Ruth appear is a time of the judges, which is everyone did whatever good in their eyes. Which means the word of God is no more the value in their life to judge whether it's right or wrong. So the book of the Ruth is show the life of the faith. So if Ruth is a Gentile woman who is just beginning to know God, the Naomi, the mother-in-law and father-in-law Elimelech, and the Boaz, the later became the husband of the Ruth, show the Christian who has known the command and promise of God for a long time. So through these three characters, we can learn how to live a life of faith in the world that is so difficult and even impossible to live according to God's word. So when we read Ruth without this understanding, this Ruth is just for ideal relationship for between in-laws or preaching for the nobility of a woman. So what I believe the most important message through the book of the Ruth is the life of faith. So we can compare this Ruth, the Gentile woman, and the Naomi and other people from the Jewish Israelites to the old Christian. The new Christian, if the Ruth is a new Christian, the Gentile woman, and Naomi, the mother-in-law, or Boaz and Elimelech, they are compared to the old Christian. So when we divide the main character into two classes, one is a Jew, Naomi, Boaz, who knew the promise and command of God, and the other can be a new believer, who is a Ruth. So historically, looking at the Bible from the Exodus to Joshua, the Israelites became the owner of the land of Canaan, who received the orders and promise from the God as a holy priesthood on Mount Sinai. But the result of the studying whole chapter of Judges, after becoming the owner of the land of Canaan, Israel has forgotten the promises and commandment with God and has been living in their own ways. But on the basis of the contents of Ruth today, we can see that they knew God's command and promise and live a life that God ordered. When Naomi came back completely bare hand, she knew the tradition. Actually, the way to deal with such a problem was the method written in Leviticus. So Ruth gives us a more detailed picture of how the people lived in the age of Judges. The conclusion of the judgment is that the people did not know God and did not know the intention of God's law and ordinance. They did what they thought was right. As we saw in Judges chapter 3 to 16 in last week, from Gideon, the judge Gideon, the Israel's overall attitude of faith has drawn downward the curve that forget God's heart. The people in Ruth knew Leviticus command and promise in general, in social culture, and in customs are formed based on such an order and promises. If you understand the text, it is the time to leave own way of thinking, even though they knew what is the commandment and promise of God. So you can see two kinds of faith. One is those who know the will of God and are willing to live according to the word, regardless of their circumstance, like Boaz in the book of Ruth. And the other is those who know the will of God but live according to their own circumstance, are Elimelech and Naomi, the parents-in-law of the Ruth. Christianity influences in many countries in the world today, in which global social culture, the constitution and the law and customs like Christmas and seasons are formed based on biblical command. Once again, today's world has a lot of similarity with Judges' time. Even the culture and customs is based on biblical command, like today's world. They're celebrating the seasons, feast, but there was no heart of the God. People just live whatever they think it was right. It's quite similar to today's our life and our Christian life. So whether God's assessment of this age is same as the judges by doing what is right in their eyes or not. So it is necessary to meditate deeply and find wisdom based on the word of the judges and Ruth. First, in the case of Elimelech and Naomi, the parents-in-law of the Ruth, so if they live their life according to situation, circumstances, while they knew the commandment of God, the chapter 1, verse 1 says, when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. But if we look at the book of the Deuteronomy, chapter 28, the result of the life of obedience is abundant harvest. On the other hand, the disaster, the famine, are the consequence of disobeying God's word. So we can see the famine here can be seen as a discipline for such a life of disobedience. So discipline is actually different from the curse or judgment. A curse or judgment is as a result of some work is the complete end. However, discipline is not the complete end, but the process of making the wrong thing to right. So we can see that God used not only the oppression of Gentile countries around it, but also various methods before it happened. When God punished those who walk in the wrong way to turn them back, many events in the Bible reveal the mostly material and economic difficulty come first. It is very difficult to overcome the material difficulties, like the famine. This discipline, however, is actually one of the smallest and lightest punishments in the Bible. What if it is a discipline that calls for a fatal disease or death? So now when God asks us to return to the right path through the discipline, people respond in many ways. First, there are people who rebel. The second, there is someone who runs away. The third, there is a man who is punished, repent, and convert. So the discipline of God, which bring us back to the way of righteousness, should be accepted and changed if you are a Christian. God says that when believers go to the wrong way, He says, come back at first. But if they do not, God will stop them with discipline. A child who God does not love and has abandoned, God does not care him, no matter what he does. Therefore, it is the scariest punishment that the Christian live well, even though they do not live according to the will of God. It's like a parent that you do anything, which means giving up on you, it's a broken relationship. Through the Bible, we know that God disciplines every one of His beloved sons. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. So on the basis of the Bible, there is a discipline in the life of the Christian. It is evidence that I'm not listening to the voice of God for a long time, as well as I am His beloved son. So when we are punished by God, disciplined by God, we must not disregard, we should not escape, we must repent and turn back. However, when we look at the chapter 1 today of the book of the Ruth, Elimelech and Naomi chose the way to run away, reside them to the land of the Moab. So rather than they accept the discipline, they avoid discipline and move down to the land of the Gentile. Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, long ago in the days before Israel had a king, there was a famine in the land, so a man named Elimelech, who belongs to the clan of Ephrath and who lived in Bethlehem in Judah, went with his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, to live for a while in the country of Moab, while they were living there. I said the famine was a discipline to live the right life, but they, Elimelech and Naomi, were not to accept the discipline, but to get away from it. When we carefully read the situation well, we can see that these people did not go out because they really had nothing to eat, but sold their property at the beginning of the famine. When the economic crisis comes, the poor are really hard to lead. So when it comes, God commanded the community to help, work, and live together. This Naomi family is trying not to take a responsibility. They went to Moab, a land that was not related to the law of God. The Moabites were not allowed to enter even into the assembly of God in the Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3. If they went to the place where the other tribes live, the same laws of God always exist. So we can see that they have moved to the land of Moab for living regardless of the law of God. Today, many people do not want to be a member of the church. People do not want to gather together to take a responsibility and blessing together. If it is a church of God, the church should make the members to keep the command and the promise of God, to share the responsibilities of the community, and to always learn the word of God rightly. God's commands and the promises are not only for the certain church, but for all churches and all Christians. So rather than trying to go to the church where members want to live by the Bible, like Elimelech and Naomi, people want to go to church where there is no such demand. Of course, it is not for everyone. However, there are still many people who try not to be a member even if they go to church, or they often try to hide in the crowd with the reason I mentioned above. So people seek for blessing whilst avoid the responsibility as a member, as a body of Christ. This is the reason why many people gather in a big church these days and remain in crowd and hide themselves, and seem to be the same reason. It is because you can always live like a guest rather than being a host in God's family. So the member who pursue this life cannot be spiritually healthy. So we should grow up to the leader or minister as a co-worker rather than just being a believer, being a new beginner. The Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and Naomi and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, remained. When she realized that it was a discipline to turn back when the difficult situation of life was encountered, she should understand the will of God promptly with her husband's death and repent and return. But Naomi remained and had two Moabite women as daughter-in-law. So they received their wives among the Moabites, one named Orpah and other named Ruth. The Ruth appear here. Because the crisis of her husband's death has passed and her sons married, she has lived in Moab for another 10 years. The both Mahlon and Chilion died, and Naomi remained behind her two sons and her husband with two of the daughter-in-laws. So the things we should remember, death is not the consequence. So Elimelech did not die because of the curse of God. We shouldn't interpret that way. If you do not live according to the word of God, it's the way of the death. If you do not live by the word of God, if you are not on the way to the God, you are already on the way to the death. God does not threaten to kill if people disobey, but calls out us from the way to death. In the case of Naomi, if we can see that she stayed there for another 10 years rather than return back to the promised land. So people are not going to hell because of the grave sin they commit, but because they are already working on the path to hell. Unless they hold onto the hand of God's salvation, they cannot escape from the path of the death to hell. So we can find the consequence of, from the consequence of her life, Naomi's life, the reason we can find from the Deuteronomy chapter 28, when we live obedient life and when we do not live obedient life. So these things happen to Naomi's family not just because of one mistake. Or if you refer to the verse 4, Naomi has spent her 10 years on the wrong path. God is the one who tells His people to turn back sincerely when they go to wrong way. But Naomi knew the will of God and knew the promises and the commandment of the Lord. And for 10 years, she persisted in disobedience and chose an easy way for herself. The result was as God warned in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In this story about Naomi, the story of the woman named Ruth starts. Ruth was the Moabite woman, and Moab is a nation lived a life unrelated to the will of God and worship an idol. Ruth, the Moabite who got married to a Jewish family, perhaps Ruth would have known God through this marriage. However, after marriage, her husband Mahlon died at the young age. It is expected to be around 20s. Naomi has lost everything and about to return to her hometown, telling her two young daughter-in-laws, who have lost a husband as well, to go back to their parents and live a new life. So Orpah, who was the wife of Chilon, left her mother-in-law and went back home. But Ruth, the wife of Mahlon, did not leave her mother-in-law, Naomi, but rather show her firm decision to serve her mother-in-law. Naomi even urged her to go back to her own home for a comfortable life, but Ruth's decision was to follow the God of Israel. When many people encounter crisis, they follow the convenience, not God. But when Ruth followed her mother-in-law, she found that life would be hard and difficult, but she chose to follow her mother-in-law. I do not know how Ruth was able to choose God in crisis, but Ruth chose to live a life of faith, not a convenient life. Faith is a choice in Ruth's life. Ruth's journey of faith begins with the marriage to a family of believers and listen and believe in God. Of course, according to the Bible, faith is just the gift first. It is grace, based on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. But if a gift is presented, it is no use if it is not accepted and received. And only those who have chosen this gift can enjoy the grace that God gives. So God gives us the grace for free. But if you do not receive, you cannot get it. That's the Bible says, whoever received the believe in the name of the Christ, God gives us salvation. God is knocking on the door of your heart. But when you open, He come and dwell in you. Many people ask the sign and wonder to believe in God. But now I want you to believe This word we share today, we proclaim today, the word of God here right in front of you is the grace of God. What you should receive and accept it and believe it. Here, probably some of the people just beginning your faith journey, I want you to get the lesson from the life of the Ruth and her faithful journey. So regardless of your circumstances, if you listen and believe in God, you are blessed. It's like a Ruth, faith of the Ruth. So Ruth, who started a faithful choice from the earliest day of faith in God, she continued to be obedient, eventually becoming the prestigious family of faith that has God's grace, the King of Israel. Furthermore, through this family line, there is a tremendous work, which is the birth of the Jesus Christ, the Messiah. As I mentioned before, the Ruth is the great-grandmother of the King David. Through this family line, the Messiah, the Jesus Christ, is coming. Has Ruth seen any kind of sign and wonder in the book of Ruth? She just listened and believed and obeyed. So if Naomi was to lose everything by choosing disobedience in a rich environment, Ruth, on the other hand, Ruth shows the blessed life by choosing faith even in the worst circumstances. As the people of Israel have destroyed Jericho, even if they were big and strong, but the Ai was weak and small. Israel was defeated. The life of the Christian is not based on the good and the bad of the circumstance and environment, but it's only to believe in God with all hearts, all your soul, and with all your strength, and live according to His command and promises. How can Christian can be recovered, turned back based on the Ruth? We can see how Naomi was recovered. In the age of Judges, everyone pursued rich and thought when they live according to God's command and promise, they become fools. So they went to the Moab, lived the best life. Eventually, Naomi come back to the law of God and find the way to live. The law of the world trample on the weak and fragile, but the law of God command to help those who are weak. In the command of God, even God command to leave the remains of the harvest in the field, that grain for the foreigners, orphans, widows, or even for animals. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19 to 21. People can find a way to live by entering into the law of God. So Naomi was a woman who had lost everything in the land of Moab when she left to live well. Ignoring God's order to help orphans and poor when the time of famine began. But in her own land, she was able to have benefit to live because of the word of God, which she had lost by her own disobedience. So you can never be good in the word of God's protection and care. It is blessing for Christian to belong to the body of the Lord and to keep the promises and be responsible to each other. So we often think if we live according to God's will, we will starve to death or fall behind in this world. But when the will of God is broken and the law of God in this world is really gone, the world will become like a jungle. So you love the principle of the Word of God, the community of the church that live on the promise, the community of faith, and rejoice in what belongs. And all of us together must build a society, a family, a nation, and culture through which the principle of the Word of God can be shared. Then it can be a society that enjoys blessing of God together. Today we are living in the church in this age. Do not be like Naomi, who has always lived an easy and convenient life. Try to live like a Ruth, even though she could not understand and the command and promise of God. Live the life of obedience by faith in God. Now let's look at the Boaz, life of Boaz, who knew what God's will was and lived by the word of God, even in the harsh environment. Boaz did not leave the community like Naomi's family at the time of the crisis of the famine, but took the responsibility of God in the field of the suffering. Even after Ruth came to her mother's hometown, she was an outsider, and she looked after her mother-in-law. She went to the other farm and picked up the fallen barley and gathered for her and her mother-in-law. Then Boaz went to the field. Boaz was a relative to Elimelech. Boaz gave a favor to Ruth because he knew how this Moabite woman, Ruth, was serving her mother-in-law. So Naomi tried to give Ruth a good opportunity based on the law God gave through this relationship. So Ruth obeys, as Naomi says, and enters into the bed of Boaz. At the time, according to the marriage custom, Ruth would have been in her early 20s. And although she said she had a lot of money and favor, the Boaz had a lot of money and favor, how would she get her? Would she get her to marry in such a way? But Ruth obeyed. It's not because of the money of Boaz, but she knew what Naomi said about God's law. So if you look at the verse 20s, and may the Lord bless Boaz, Naomi exclaimed, "The Lord always keeps his promises to the living and the dead." And she went on, "That man is a close relative of ours, one of those responsible for taking care of us." So it is one of the laws and ordinances of Deuteronomy chapter 25, Levirate law. The Levirate law is a custom of ancient Hebrews and other peoples by which a man may be obliged to marry his brother's widow. However, this is not a mandatory requirement. Person can refuse to enter his sister-in-law. However, when he refused, he was spit on his face and had to take the insult that he was a person who hated his brother's house, and insert that he was a selfish person living alone without taking a responsibility. So if his brother refused to do so, he will be given the responsibility of bringing the next close relatives. The purpose of the Levirate law, Zohar, The greatest reason is to make a family clan. Second, to protect the property of the family. The third is to protect the widow without children. Fourth is to prevent marriage to Gentile. The reason why Ruth entered Boaz's bed is the third case. For Ruth, the first reason is not that Ruth gave birth to a child of Boaz, but that Boaz did not bring forth a child who inherited the family of Naomi. Because of the genealogy goes through the Boaz, not the Naomi family, Elimelech. Anyway, even if there is a liberate law, it is not easy for Ruth in her 20s to meet a man like a grandfather. Here, there is a word like a robbing cradle in an American word. When you marry a very young wife and people call you like a robbing cradle, robbery, the cradle. If your mother-in-law asks you to go to someone like your grandfather, what do you think? What would you do? But nevertheless, Ruth listened to her mother-in-law and obeyed the promise of the law. For it was a law of God saving people in crisis. When this happened, let's see how Boaz responds. Even in this situation where a young woman came into his arm, he did not take the advantage on her. He asked the reason carefully. Rather, he was impressed by the life of the Ruth faith and obedience and was to protect and help Ruth. Chapter 3, verse 10. The Lord bless you, he said. You are showing even greater family loyalty in what you are doing now than in what you did for your mother-in-law. You might have gone looking for a young man, either rich or poor, but you haven't. Now don't worry, Ruth. I will do everything you ask. As everyone in town knows, you are a fine woman. And chapter 3, verse 12, Boaz said, it is true that I am a close relative and I am responsible for you. But there is a man who is a closer relative than I am. So Naomi and Boaz knew that when they were in this condition, what God's law required them to do. And when he refused, he said that there was a process in Boaz's case. He was not trying to give such an insult to a person who would be responsible before him, but rather to obey the intention of God's law. He was obedient to help the poor in need. Some people interpret the Bible and put people into the trouble and condemnation. The Bible does not kill people, but God's word to save people. It is word of life that saves all when we are to live according to the word of God on the earth, not just to save our life after we die. So Naomi, Elimelech, and Boaz, the common point between the two is that they knew God's law, but the behavior was quite different. If Naomi knew and tried to avoid the law, Boaz was even trying to obey, knowing that he would suffer tremendous damage if he tried to take a responsibility. If he were to take a responsibility for this, he would have to buy the land belongs to Naomi's family, the land she had sold already, and give it back to Naomi. With the law of God, the land will be sold to the original owner after 50 years, year of Jubilee. But if you want to buy the land again before then, you have to calculate the remaining time based on those 50 years and pay the corresponding value of the profit. So this was quite a burden. Boaz is a person who, though he knows everything, even disadvantage, does according to the word of God. Whatever the circumstances, like Boaz, if you obey God's word, this society will be able to live a happy and thankful life. Through Ruth, we should be able to see God's heart in seeking a holy priesthood country, a people of the light, living in a life of obedience according to the word of God in whatever circumstances and the situation. When you hear about God like Ruth, you choose to believe in God by faith, even though you do not understand emotionally and culturally. So Ruth has not known God's command and promise for a long time, but Ruth has followed a faithful life in God. There was a Naomi who knew God's command and promises and lived a self-centered life. I wish you all to live by faith and choose to live according to God's word. Not like a Naomi who avoided the command and promise of God in our lives, even if you pay a high price like Ruth and Boaz. So let's look back and see ourselves whether you are a person like a Naomi or a person like a Boaz and Ruth. So what kind of faithful life we are living? Let's consider this. Finally, the genealogy of the faith in the history of the Bible flows through those who live this obedient life. Chapter 4, verse 18 to 22. This is a family line from the Perez to David. Perez, Hezron, Ram, Aminadab, Nashon, Solomon, Boaz, Obed, Jesse, David. So if you look at the genealogy on the screen, yeah. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron became the father of the Ram. The Ram became the father of Aminadab. Aminadab gave birth to the Nahon. And Nathan gave birth to the Salmon. And the Salmon, the father of Boaz. And the Boaz, the father of Obed. And the Obed had a Jess. And the Jess had a David. The story of the Ruth and Boaz is a good example of how we should live a life of Christian today, in which disobedience, like the judge's time, people live in this world. In this society where we live today, pursuing pleasure and living according to our desire, it seems like you are losing money when you follow God's law. The book of the Ruth clearly show how people of the faith should live. Those who begin to believe should read and learn from Ruth's life. Those who have believed for longer should have a blessed attitude of life that follow like a Boaz, not like a Naomi. This will be enough to understand and read the deep voice of the Holy Spirit as you read Ruth. Next week, I will want to continue on Samuel.